For centuries, people have recognized the natural beauty along the border of Tennessee and North Carolina. We call it the Smoky Mountains. But Stephen Fernandez's family is hoping visitors want to see what is below ground as well. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside. There are many caves that you can tour in the U.S., but Tuckaleechee Caverns is regarded as one of the best. Stephen Fernandez's family first opened the underground gym to tourists in 1953.
Well, it's got three things going for it. It has size, it's got a lot of water, and a lot of formation, and a large waterfall inside. In the big room in this cave, you can easily lay a football field in it with about a 150-foot ceiling.
One of the unique features of the caverns is its giant waterfall.
It's about 200 feet high, and you see about 120 to 30 feet of it. It comes out of a passageway above the existing passageway that you stand in, and it falls into the floor of the room above and then comes on out. It's a big double waterfalls.
Tuckaleechee is an attraction in its own right, but it does help having Smoky Mountain National Park within just a few miles.
The national park here gets about 10 million visitors a year, and we have 40 to 60,000 a year. We're a Class B cave. A caves are the smaller caves. As far as visitation, you have a B cave and then you've got a C cave.
C caves are often the large federally owned caverns like Carlsbad and Mammoth. Stephen's family still owns and operates the cave. But could there be even more of the cave yet to explore and open to visitors?
I've been through everywhere I can physically get and used to be able to get to a lot of places I can't get to now.
While the Smoky Mountains are certainly the draw above ground, it's Tuckaleechee Caverns that have been the draw below the earth for over a half century now. Traveling the countryside in Townsend, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.